some words for inspiration, direction, guidance for walking meditation and loving others, loving the world. So as we find ourselves on our path, on the sidewalk, in the park, where we might practice walking, we feel our feet on the earth. And when we take steps, we can practice what Thay offered us, as if we're kissing the earth with each step. With love and respect, reverence in each step, as if we're giving a kiss to the earth. And the earth as a living being, as a great bodhisattva of creativity and life. And when we're touching the earth in that way, we also benefit. Like we can break down the separation. I'm the earth, walking on earth. Thay also invite us to walk and take steps as if it's the seal of the emperor. Like with the determination, strength of the emperor's seal. So can we allow also this quality to be part of our walk, this strength, this imperturbability? No matter what, we will continue on this path, continue to lean back into love, into peace, into joy, into freedom. And depending on where you're at and what climate, what kind of a weather you have, you might want to walk slowly, or you might want to walk a little bit faster. But really so that you can be present with each step. Each step. If we're kissing the earth, if we're imprinting the seal on the earth with our love, our determination. And then with all our senses, as we kind of settle into this way of walking, can use all our senses to also communicate this love, to be in contact with all that which is around us. Can we look at all beings around with eyes of compassion and respect? And all beings here is not just people, not just animals, but plants, the minerals. There's so much life, so many beings that most of the time we don't see, we don't recognize. And we're in touch with the life manifesting through our senses. Can we hear, as if we're sending out our love through our ears, our nose? Is there anything on our path that we can stop and smell? Can we use touch with our footsteps? Maybe we stop and feel our palms on a tree or hug a tree, just also with touch. Maybe we put our hands in the moss or water. Can also with that touch, can also our love and care be expressed? Love is a bridge connecting us to all of life, as Rumi says. Also our mind, our heart, helping us to connect. And where the one who loves and the one who's being loved is dissolved into just love. love as actually a process, an activity, not a thing, but a verb, a beingness, a lovingness. So we can always come back if we recognize that we're distracted or we don't know where to put our attention. Just come back to kissing the earth with our steps. And then eventually see if we can find this determination, this strength within, as if our feet is the seal of our deep volition. And step by step, we continue on our path for the walking meditation, but also during our day. Can we have our steps, our feet, our contact with the earth as a grounding element also throughout the day? And not just as we're participating in this online course, but throughout our life. How can I allow this way of walking to permeate a little bit more into my life? So living in love is more present for the benefit of myself and all around me.